The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and relieve struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Hi, everyone. This is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And we are having our show today on Tales from the Vector, where I will be doing 3-card consultations for people. You just need to call in 1-800-930-2819. We're going through the Higher Self Network. I just want to know, how is everyone out there? I know these have been trying times, challenging times. You know what I say about challenges, possibilities in disguise. Right now, those possibilities may seem well hidden. And so this is a perfect time. I just wanted to use this show today to tune in with all of you. As I said, I'm doing 3-card consultations today. If you want to just call in and, you know, just let us know how you're doing during these times, that's cool too. This is very challenging, as I said. And so what I decided to do is, first and foremost, I chose one card, and the phones were ringing when we started the show. So I'm going to just share a little bit for everybody. The card that came up is this surrender card, and surrender is actually in the deck. It's one of the cards that's for more like the collective consciousness. Surrender, I'm not talking about waving the white flag and giving up here, okay? What I'm talking about is just recognizing and surrendering to the fact that we are where we are right now. And sending, you know, like right now, this card in my deck, this is one of my favorites. This is actually a psychic cleanse. And I think I may have shared this card before, but now I found a way to display. This is the original of this. And so these are available as paintings as well as cards. And all of the energy in this card is regarding, for today in particular, letting go of fear. So there's so many reasons right now for many people to feel a lot of fear. The collective influence is feeling a lot of fear. And so what I wanted to do for everyone is just do a psychic cleanse here to bring down the fear level. And there goes my card flying. What I'm going to do is just show you in my level layer 4 manual. This is the part on this card on surrender. And so I'm just going to read a little bit about that for you. So surrender, as I said, is the psychic cleanse. And with all of my horizontal cards, you could think about the vertical cards in my deck as the maestros, or like the shamans of the deck. And then the vertical or the horizontal cards are the ones that are the medicine, basically. So every one of this card, surrender, is actually one of the major accomplices in the deck. That likes to cavort with the usual suspects. The usual suspects being ancestors, you know, like your mom, your dad, and there's several of those actual suspects, karma, et cetera. But this is the major accomplices that also have a tendency to be in the general collective. So surrender is about, has a note, and that note to self, it's a note to self. So this is invest in your future. Surrender your dreams, or surrender your doubts, sorry. So many people who hear the word psychic automatically think of a gypsy with a crystal ball. And some people are born very highly evolved and with psychic abilities that allow them to read other people's thoughts or see things that are unseen by others, hear and feel sounds and frequencies, etc. And these psychic abilities are not reliable or consistent when intuition and perception are not connected with each other and used along with them. So everyone has the ability to connect on the psychic and spiritual level to access information. But if they don't use that insight, that information can become very, very confusing. So energies from the psychic and spiritual planes, in the psychic attack, there's a lot of errant energies. And so when I'm talking right now, what I'm doing is I'm just tuning into the collective group here. And, you know, if you're listening now or you're listening to this in the archives later, we are live on Facebook. I forgot to mention, like, this is getting, I used to be so a lot talking about psychic clans. I used to be really afraid to get on video, and now I'm forgetting that I'm on video as much. I know I'm on video, but I'm you know, Facebook Live and all that, and going on YouTube used to really freak me out, to be honest. And now it's kind of like one of these fears that I've let go of. But in big part, it's because I really wanted to share this information. So I've been doing this work for 15 years now, and luckily I'm very, most of my work is done at a distance. I love meeting with people live. And, you know, just today I had to make the decision to cancel my seminar in June because it just doesn't feel strong, and move, you know, and keep, and, but I'm going to keep my layer one seminar open for a live event along with the Free Shift Happens talk. I'm going to keep that for September. And so making these decisions is what's coming up for a lot of people. It's very, very weak for a lot of people right now to be making strong decisions when everybody's immersed in fear. And on last week's show, I was telling people that the best thing that we can do right now is be kind to others, because the fears that you, like, there's a collective fear here because so many of us have had to make such a huge shifts in the way we're living right now. And, you know, and I'm not going to get into all of that, but the collective fear, one thing that we know for sure is that people, the number one problem for many people is change. And when the change seems out of control, like this change, it can be very challenging for everyone. So what I'm doing right now is I'm just pulling this energy together. And if you call in, I'll also do a three, I'm gonna just share the three cards that came up. And I found, I was kind of like, yay, these aren't so bad for the times. As a collective for all of the psychic energy, collective energy out there, this is the jealousy card. And so jealousy is a karmic space. And this is the first one, and it just flew out of the deck. And it's like, this one is actually about when people are jealous of something, it's because they're blind to their own beauty. And so what I'm recognizing for a lot of people right now, a lot of people are changing identity, shifting into a new way of being. And there's a kind of a weird feeling around this, because it's kind of like, some of you may be experiencing, as I have been, that that there's things that are happening right now that are allowing me to step into a better way of being. Zach is just letting me know that we are going, I would like to skip the break and just work on this for everybody, and then we'll take the first caller here. So if that's okay. So the jealousy card, the funny thing about jealousy is it's blindness to your own beauty. And in this situation, kind of blindness to any of the beauty around what's happening right now. Because when there's really, really, really challenging times and there seems to be like really, really hard things going on and it's challenging, at the same time on the other side, there has to be in a polarity, a give and take of having some really, really amazing, awesome things happen also. And for many, many people, this has been like an opportunity to go inward and really ask, what's important to me really? Like, you know, when we all have a chance collectively to kind of put the brakes on, it's almost like a reset button. I prefer not putting the brakes on like this. I'm not trying to turn this negative situation into a positive. There's a lot of shifty things about right now. And there's a lot of information out there that's very scary. And there's a lot of misinformation and all of that. So this is what I'm tuning into. And I'm just want you all to just, you know, put some strength into your spine right now and really plug into your heart and recognize, like, this jealousy card, when it came up, basically what it told me right away is one of the karmic, it's a karmic space, jealousy for humanity. And usually when we think about jealousy, we're thinking about jealous of other people and other people's belongings, etc. But this jealousy card came up more as for people to be jealous of how it used to be. And there's been a very, very deep grief that I've been feeling. I spoke about this last week. It lifted a little bit for me. I've been working on that. I also shared some information on my Facebook page, which is, you can find me at Colette Marie Stephan, and you can also find me at The Truth is Funny with Colette on all social media. But I shared just last week, I asked if anyone knew what was going on with the government and the payouts that are coming up. So I want to bring that up right now before I forget to bring this up. I want to say thank you so much for all the information people sent in. And I'm happy to say that now the government has of Canada, if you have not heard, there will be a form coming out on April 6th. That reminds me also, it's April Fool's Day. so fitting. So so on April 6th, there will be a form coming out for the self-employed. And you can check that. And thank you, Tricia, for sending that information to me. And to all the other people that were sending information, thank you. If anything else that you hear comes up that would benefit people, feel free to share that again. Regarding in Canada, what's happening as far as support for small businesses at this time. So that card, jealousy, is really, when it came up, it was like about how things, there were better times. And so we don't want to be jealous of ourselves, how we used to be. We want to use this time. And we want to use this time to be in a position where we actually use this time to better ourselves and to make ourselves better versions of ourselves. I also pulled the homeostasis card. That's huge. I'm really happy to hear about that. That is about allowing your body to come to homeostasis. And then I also picked this one. When we pick this one at the fairs, it's always like, woohoo. This is also another karmic space, otherworldly desires. But quite often, when people pick this card, we call it kind of the orgasm card. So this one usually means something really good is coming people's way. So I just wanted to take the first caller, Zach, if we have time. How much time do we have left for the break now?
Oh, we've got a good 10 minutes or so.
Okay, good. Awesome. When I get in that shifting mode, I have a tendency to lose time. So we do have a caller who's been patiently waiting. Can we bring her on?
Yes, we have Candace from Alberta. Are you there, Candace?
Yes.
Hi, Candace from Alberta.
How are you?
I'm so proud of you, is how I am. Good for you. You made it to Alberta.
Yes.
It was hard, I know. So what can I do for you today? Candace is one of the people that has been connecting with me on my teleconferences, et cetera. And so Candace has been going through a challenging time and really wanted to make it to Alberta and is there. So what's going on, Candace? How can we support you today?
Could you shift energy for my mom?
Yes. So do you want to share with us a little bit what's going on with your mom?
The doctor said they can't do anything more for her. She's very dizzy. She has lumps on her head. Mm-hmm. And she's very angry.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So on a scale, like what I'm doing is when it comes to working with someone, I'm using you as my guiding system, okay? And I like to get a feeling for where you're at. And so out of a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being, you know, like this is horrible and it is, but also 0 being like I've managed to get neutral to it so I can handle it. Where are you?
Probably an 8 to 10.
Yeah. So you had to travel and go to great lengths to get there right now at this time. And so first and foremost, let's check in with you because I need you neutral to be able to work with your mom. So where are you on that scale right now for yourself?
Probably a 5.
Okay. So when you get in touch with that 5, what's coming up right away is you're caught in the middle of so many things, really, what's coming up. Like you're exemplifying pretty much what a lot of people on this planet are going through right now. So first and foremost, let's all just take a deep breath. And I just want to let you know that, you know, we can send this energy for you here right now, for everybody out there that has this fear, is just to really go to inside, plug into the heart, feel your spine, feel your central nervous system. The more you're able to tune in that way and pull your energy in when you go into that state of fear, the easier it's going to be for you to get into a state where you can handle the challenges and make strong choices. So I've been working on you and everybody because this is everybody's worst nightmare, having someone who's very ill. And during these times when it's so hard to travel and the circumstances at the hospitals and et cetera. So what I'm doing is just pulling the energy together so that we can all kind of breathe here. And how's your mom's breathing?
Shallow.
Yeah, because it's coming up that you're trying to breathe for her. So tell us about like now the energy, like for you right now, has your number changed? Because I just noticed a shift here. Yeah, that's what I got. So this is about, again, what I was just talking about, perception. And so we're going to just tune into this perception and connect it to the intuition here right now. And we're just going to strengthen the insight that can come from this, that as we energetically shift you and your mom, that we're actually energetically shifting everyone who's listening now or later. And we're going to strengthen this. So your mom, what was she diagnosed with?
Cancer.
Mm-hmm. And has it moved to her lungs?
It's all over her body.
Okay. So we're just going to get everybody. So she's going through shallow breathing right now.
Yes.
Okay. So we're going to strengthen that all the oxygen that you breathe in, that you keep for yourself. Okay. And we're going to strengthen that all the oxygen that she pulls in that it goes exactly where it needs to go. This is a very, very challenging thing to watch when someone is struggling to breathe, and it's relevant right now. So for a lot of people, that's a major fear. My dad went through this. My dad was intubated and he couldn't breathe. Like, and then they took he was intubated, and then he had a tracheotomy, and then they decided that they could take it out. And when they did, he started not being able to breathe within hours. And because he was on medications that thinned his blood, they couldn't take him into surgery right away. So I had to, I did Lamaze with him basically for 24 hours. Well, so to help him breathe. Have you ever done Lamaze?
No.
Okay. So, but you've had a baby, right?
Two.
So we're going to, you know how if you don't breathe, if you hold your breath, that it makes it really, really, really painful when you're in labor, right?
Yeah.
So we're going to strengthen that. You know, what I did with my dad is I sat with him and I breathed with him, but not for him. And then he had the surgery and he made it through. So with your mom right now, what we want to do is she comfortable as she can be? Is she somewhere safe?
Yes.
Okay. Are you able to be with her?
Yes.
Okay, good. So this is a gift in a real challenging way. I also went through this with my mom. I was teaching a seminar when my mom was passing, and I was trying to fly home, and I just made it to the hospital and, you know, got to sit with her, but she was already in a coma. So I didn't get to really talk to my mom one-on-one, and she passed within 12 hours. So it was, you know, like this feeling that people have that they need to be there for someone when a person is making that transition. What many nurses will tell you is that people, when they're making a transition like this, they are very unlikely to do it with family really close by. There was always someone with him, and then in the end, he was alone when he made that path. And so I just want you to be strong to... I'm working on your mom behind this. And what I wanted to say is that for her, I'm strengthening her respiratory, her digestive, and her reproductive system so that she can breathe better. Also, the fears of those around. Is your mom medicated?
No.
So she's totally rational right now? So she's, is she medicated for pain?
No, they're not doing anything like that.
Okay, was that by her request?
No, she doesn't really have pain.
That's beautiful. Okay. So we're going to strengthen that. Like, that's what that's why, because it comes up like she's not on any medication, which is rare.
It's probably more pain.
Yeah. And that's, so you understand that psychosomatically, the emotional pain that she's going through, that you're going through, that everyone is going through, normally like will show up in the physical body. And what came up for the cards, you know, I had pulled that homeostasis. And so I was strengthening your mom that everything that is, that her body can do right now, it's doing. And I'm, because when I tested, it felt like she has zero pain. Like, would you say it's zero? Like on the physical, like, is she coherent?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, this is coming up emotional, psychological. And so Do you have time to stay on for a few more minutes after we take this break? Because we need to go to a break and take this one. And then I will work on this during the break on your mom. And then when we come back, we'll see where you and she are at. And we have another caller also calling in, and we'll take your call also. So this is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And we're also live on Facebook. We're talking to Candace, who clearly is going through a very difficult, challenging time. And I just want to say before we go to the break, thank you, Candace, for being so brave to call in and being able to ask for help at this time, and to also recognize for you that you're also empowering many people around you that are going to be listening to this now and later. We'll be right back after this short break, 1-800-930-2819.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a moment for standing in your power. Self-control begins with noticing how different feelings present themselves in your body. When you're feeling sensitive, for example, your chin might quiver, tears might well up in your eyes, and your voice might catch in your throat. Anger, on the other hand, might appear as tension in your jaw, back, or arms, along with clenched fists, heat in the upper torso, scowling, and a strong desire to yell. The more aware you become of your body cues, the easier it will be to recognize when you're on the road to disaster. Choose the emotions that cause you problems, then start noticing and logging the body cues that come with them.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com. That's empoweringnrg.com.
Do you sometimes feel overwhelmed by your mind? Powerless when it seems to spin in worry circles or bombard you with self-critical thoughts? Do you want to learn how to master your mind and feel more in control of your life? Listen to Dr. Friedman's Empowerment Radio. Shift from confusion to clarity, self-doubt to confidence, and from anxiety to peace and balance. Dr. Friedman and his many guest experts share the insights and tools you want to live with greater ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in to Empowerment Radio every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time.
Are you ready to transform your life and embrace magical experiences? Talking to Tanis with your host, Tanis McRae, is here to help you find your joy in life. Tune in live every first and third Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Let's awaken your experience and create the change necessary to take back your right to choose who you are. For more about Tanis, visit TalkingToTanis.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. If you're listening now, the energetic shifts through the Higher Self Network are available right now, and you can also listen into the archives at transformationtalkradio.com and transformationtalkradio.fm. And also you can find it on thetruthisfunny.com. Before I forget, I also want to mention that I, as the holistic fair for April has also been canceled, and possibly it looks like for June. I've canceled my June seminar, but I do have on April 9th, I have a teleconference coming up. We're doing a lot of shifts to what we're doing, like in the background on the computer end of it. And we'll be doing that and updating those so that we can do them more live and more interactively. And so that will be on April the 9th. I can't promise that that'll happen on that particular call, but that particular call is actually, it's my Be Irresistible Telespa. And it is celebration, which is C-E-L-L-abration. And so that's from 7 till 8. And that was to bring youthfulness back to the cells and to really work on people at a cellular level. So it's perfect for also people who have concerns around strengthening their cells. I'm going to share on that upcoming seminar that's next Thursday, also some energetic shifts for this virus that's out there right now. But I want to get back to where we were before the show. I was working, speaking of cells, also on Candace's mom. And Candace, are you still there?
Candace, are you still with us?
Yes.
Okay. So how are you feeling right now?
Much calmer.
Yeah. I want you to know that... we're really, 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 really grateful to you. Many of us have lots of appreciation for you calling in at this time, and also for your mom. And what I'm getting, I picked three cards, and what came up is this Capricorn card, which is, this is about climbing mountains. This is about, this is the Saturn energy kind of that we're in right now, astrologically. And this is about, being responsible, okay? And so right now we all are being very responsible. And so, but responsibility means that we have to have an ability to be able to respond to what's going on. So what I'm doing is I'm strengthening you and your mom. So, like, I want to make this very, very clear. I'm picking up energetic blocks that are hidden energetic blocks that prohibit people from getting what they want. And one of those is health. So I'm strengthening your mom to be able to live well and not live well, because right now she's not living well. And we want her strong to both those options, that she could live well as living not well. And also we're going to strengthen the energy around dying. Because she's been given such a serious outcome and she has lumps and around her head, and that's bothering her. This is coming up past life situation that she's revisiting, this lumps around the face. I'm not going to get into it too much because it's just something that I was clearing on the break. But this Capricorn card is really about, you know, there's a woman when I was doing this drawing, that climbed a mountain, Mount Everest, because she was diagnosed with MS and wanted to prove that she could climb Mount Everest with MS, and she did. And so this card is about climbing mountains, and then you'll notice there's her that climbed that mountain, and then there's the mountain with the family on the escalator. Capricorn is about business. It's about career. It's about making money. It's also about getting what you want in life, etc. So we're just going to strengthen this for your mom, that this is strong. Also, the next card up is, this is a karmic space of attachment, the number one. This card was fighting with this card. No, it's me who's supposed to be up here. So when people, I talked about this last one, and here's our co-host Stella. She really can feel when I have someone online that whose energy she's familiar with. So she's here to give her support from a nicer view, possibly, if possible, Stella. And so we're just going to strengthen that, like that a cat's purr has the resonance to heal bones and to, you know, bring up the perspective. Okay. So we're going to strengthen that attachment when we become attached. So this is perfect for everyone listening in. When we become attached to the way things are supposed to be, those attachments have a tendency, we become attached to people, we become attached to, you know, pets, to whatever. We have to recognize we do not own these things. Okay, so that's what the karmic space of attachment is. And we have a gentleman who also wanted to know, who's been waiting for me to answer this question. How to get around being disappointed by the expectations. Expectations will always create limitations. Like I had an expectation that, you know, I'll just keep doing seminars at live events, and because that's what I like to do. And now all of a sudden it popped up on my feed, on my Facebook feed on the 28th. Last year at this time, it was my fourth or fifth layer one seminar, and I was in such a great mood, and there was, you know, people I was with, and it's a picture of the seminar, and I'm like, wow, that I had an expectation that that's what life was going to be like for me. So now, losing power, because that's just double checking to make sure. So the losing power, thank you for bringing it up. I'm working on your mom at the same time. Because your mom didn't have an expectation, and all of you having an attachment to her. So we're going to strengthen that this is more of an appreciation an appreciation for people. And then I just wanted to address this for the gentleman and for your mom, because this card came up. And this is my sensuality card. And so this isn't uncommon for cards to come up for two people at the same, or for many people when we're at the fair on any given day, many people will pick the same card. So this sensuality card is really a beautiful card. This is about using your senses to be able to steer things in a strong way, so that you're, instead of asking the question, why is this happening? It's a stronger question to ask right now is, what happened? What is happening? Where is it happening? When did it start? And so these are the questions that I've been asking regarding your mom, and did some background energetic shifts. And also for this gentleman and for others who are wondering, like, what the shift happened. So can we just check in with you one more time here, Candace, just to see where you're at?
Probably neutral to it.
Okay. So just from my heart to yours, and for everybody listening, I know you have a lot of people here who definitely are sending you love, and strengthening that you're not alone here, even though I know it feels really harsh and lonely. So I'm so, so very happy you made it there, that you're with your mom. I'm really proud of you. I know how much it took you to get there. And I also want to thank you for coming on this show and expressing what so many of us are feeling, and showing us how if you can get calm in this situation, then the rest of us can also get calm and make strong choices too. Many blessings to you. Please keep in touch and let us know how you're doing.
Thank you, Colette.
Oh, thank you. Lots of love to you and to your mom and to your family. Lots of love to all of you. So, Zach, we have someone who's been patiently waiting. Stella, don't chew on my umbrella.
Yes, we have Tracy from Surrey. Are you there, Tracy?
Hi.
Hi, Tracy. I was wondering if you were Tracy, you know, from my Dragon Sayers. What's going on, Tracy?
Hi. It's really being home with the kids right now.
Mm-hmm.
So this is just, I'm hoping, I'm like, am I doing things? Am I okay? Are they okay? It's like,
Okay. Thank you also for calling in and expressing this. On a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being how and we'll skip the last break, Zach. I'm just going to work on people right now because this is how a lot of people are feeling right now. So on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being I'm the best mother ever, I'm acing this, and 0 being oh my gosh, my kids are going to be damaged for life. Where are you on that scale? Like,
it's like an 8.
Okay. And is your fear that they are missing out on an education?
Yes. The teacher called me yesterday. I was like, yeah, I'll help her, but I'm also trying to work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I find it kind of strange. You know, I'm going to pick 3 cards for you only have one that it matters right now about the schooling.
Yeah.
So how is the rest going? Like if it wasn't for school, if you didn't feel like, oh my gosh, I got to get this kid educated, does your number change or does it stay the same?
If anything, it goes up a little bit more because I'm working, but how do you work with 2 kids? Adults,
yes.
Like just
yeah. Yeah, I totally. Yeah. So basically what we're being asked to do is pretend we're on a holiday. So a lot of people are on a holiday, like, you know, without pay right now, you know, have had to shut down what they're doing, et cetera. And so there's a lot of fear around that. So we're just going to strengthen this. Like there's good about being with pay and there's good about being without pay. With work, without work, et cetera. But this is a very, very challenging thing for people who are used to leading very busy lifestyle, taking the children to school, picking them up, having them go to events. This is a major adjustment on a social level for our children. And personally, I feel like this is a really good time for you to educate your children as you go through this. And it's known that a lot of times when people are memorizing something, because they don't put an attachment to it, an emotional attachment to it, it doesn't stick. You know, you could study, and then you won't remember it later. Have you ever had that happen to you?
Yes, I'm going through that now with love.
That's what I was picking up. These are more your fears because you're not just studying. Are you studying also right now?
Yeah, I've just gotten used that they've switched my exams to online and I'm like, how's it going to be?
So what's coming up is right now, seeing that you're bringing in the bread and butter, your education is more important than your daughter's right now.
Oh, okay.
And if you're not capable, like if I had to teach the new math to my kids right now, I would just teach them something else. I'm learning new skills also on the computer right now. And I know how, you know, so we just strengthen everybody to that. This is new skills that we're bringing out. We're going to become better versions of ourselves and your children can too. So the first card I picked for yours, this is the intent card, the karmic space of intent. So the road to hell is paved by good intentions. So you may have all the good intentions right now of empowering your daughter with her homework and with that. But I'm getting that right now you need to just really focus on how to do it for yourself and then you'll be able to explain it better to her. Does that make sense? And so in the big scheme of things, you know, sometimes people take their kids out of school to go to Disneyland. Mm-hmm. This is the card that came up next. Energetic upgrade. You know what to do, right? Stay neutral. Mm-hmm. Stay strong. Show your daughter what a strong woman does at times of crises. Keep your shift together. Keep, you know, you're still working. You're bringing food into the house, et cetera. We're just going to strengthen that. This is an education in itself. So The last card that I picked up is this one, which is kind of interesting, abuse of power. And so this is also a karmic space. This card came up. Right now, it's kind of like all of us, when people are connecting with me now, they're just really finding this lack of control of what's going on really upsetting. The one thing you can do is control yourself. The next card that's coming up, just picking for everybody, is like, this is not a karmic space. This is a tactic of destruction. So the destruction card is basically when things are all falling apart and being destroyed. And it seems like it's for no reason whatsoever. And nobody can make any sense of it. Having said that, it's happening for a reason. And so we're going to strengthen that on any, you know, how I say that challenges are possibilities in disguise. This is a really good time for you to forge a really, really significant relationship with your children. That's the most important thing, that they'll remember these times by through the emotion, not through the schoolwork. And it would be very unreasonable to expect an adult to deal with this, and to expect a child. How old is your daughter?
She's 6.
Yeah. You know, once the adults figure it out, then, you know, let's judge the children after. How does that feel?
Yeah, that feels good.
What number are you at?
I'm getting a 3.
Mm-hmm. So this is a matter of perception. What's coming up is we're going to strengthen you and everybody to have patience with our children right now, and to recognize that they also are making a major shift, and that this is very different for them also. And so the best thing that we can do for our children right now, for them to learn at this time, is to remain calm. And so, and to make it, a different way of learning right now, if that's what's required, that's what's required. Focus on what you're going through right now in realigning yourself with how you have to work. And then take that and apply it to your daughter with no emotion. How does that feel?
That feels good. That's strong.
Yeah, you have this. Don't engage with your child and teach her how to deal with this when you can't deal with it yourself yet. And we're strengthening this, like, you know, you'll get to that place where you're like totally neutral, and you'll be able to identify what's the leading weakness for this child at this time to be able to focus on this change. She's going through a lot of changes right now. So we just want to strengthen that for everybody. We don't want to add on top of that the fear of not doing well in school. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for calling in, because this is huge. This is important. We are going to take responsibility here, and we're going to remain as calm as we can for those around us who are under our care, and also those of us like the caller before, who's reaching out in such a life and death situation. And so, Zach, how much time do we have left?
We have about 5 or 6 minutes.
Good. Okay. So we have someone else who's been waiting patiently here.
Yeah, we have Barb. Barb from Alberta. Are you there, Barb?
Hey, Barb.
Hi. How are you, Colette? Good morning.
I'm good. I'm good. Surprisingly, yesterday I thought, you know, I'm getting tired of social distancing. I'm used to working from home already. I'm used to being alone a lot of the time. I enjoy my company actually quite a bit. and I don't get bored because I'm working on Tales from the Vector and the final painting and improving my computer skills. Having said that, yesterday I felt like, you know, kind of rebellious, like, you know, I don't mind staying home when it's my idea. but if you're going to tell me, I have to.
Yeah.
And that's what I feel like a lot of us are going through right now. It's kind of like someone on Facebook posted, you know, if you're wondering what day it is, March 97th. It's the 27th. So what can we do for you today?
Actually, what I wanted, because I'm one of your dragon sayers, I would like some guidance what we could do from our end with all the skills that we have.
Okay, I love this. Thank you for calling in. You know, like I have around 20 dragon sayers. I also have a lot of students over the years. And so what you can do right now is what you're doing. Remain calm. How is it going for you on a scale of 0 to 10? 10 being I'm freaking out, and 0, I'm calm.
I would say 2, but I know I sense other people's fears. So mm-hmm. then I just, like you have mm-hmm. taught us before, is this mine? Is it someone else's? And then I just clear whatever it is I'm feeling.
Yeah. And so I knew there was a reason why I brought Call to Dance out. It wasn't to do seminars this year, apparently. I'm still holding on to my September date. The hotel's being very, very good with me. I've had so many people disappointed. So what you can do is what you're doing right now, being calm.
Okay.
And back in the old days when I first started energy work, instead of, like, a lot of times, like, I was in a lot of fear because I was newly separated and I went through a long divorce and I didn't have access to my money and I had children and I had no experience speaking in public or doing a radio show. This radio show will be 7 years at the end of April. So, you know, I considered coming on to this radio show and saying, April Fools, it was all a joke. Wouldn't that be awesome? You know, that was just a bad dream you were having.
Yeah.
So it's really important right now for you to, like, to recognize this. And you know this from taking my seminars, that every single thought that every person has belongs to the universe. Mm-hmm. And we're either amplifying the fear right now or we're taking it down. And once again, what can you do? Okay, you can be kind. Be kind. Even if you are really, really afraid yourself, the order that things happen to, for individuals, we all have similar fears, but there's fears out there right now around this thing. There's people that fear that they're not going to have a house to live in. And yet we have homeless people who've been living like this for a long time. We have people that are afraid that there's not going to be enough food. And we have people all over the world right now starving to death. And so we have fears of losing all our freedoms. And we have people that have already lost their freedom many, many times throughout the centuries. So we want to take these fears down. And the cards that I was picking up, and I'm just going to put those other ones back in and just see what cards you're pulling up, because we're going to do this collectively for everyone. Shh. Bring down the fear, bring up the love. We have 1 minute left here. Zach?
That is correct.
Okay, so these are the three cards. Pisces, that's astrologically coming up, really deep energy going deep. Again, use your senses wisely to strengthen them, to be able to add them to your intuition so that you have strong insight. And look at what came up, Mr. Sexuality. This is about clearing DNA. This is about high-level performance. We can do this, everyone. So everybody take a deep collective breath. And thank you for calling in. I am here for you next Wednesday. I have another energetic worker on the show with me, and we will address some more of this. And I want to thank all of you who have called in, and sending a lot of love to everybody out there. Thank you, Dr. Pat and your team, and Zach, for producing this show under these challenging times. Bye for now. We'll see you next Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.